Senator Lisa Murkowski moderated a forum this morning in Anchorage on how the Affordable Care Act is affecting Alaska. The small panel of speakers all voiced opposition to President Obama's new health care law, but audience members had good things to say about how the new law is benefiting them. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Since the Affordable Care Act passed in 2010, Senator Murkowski says her office has heard a lot about what Alaskans think of the law. And she says small business owners in Alaska have been among the most vocal opponents of the ACA. Under the law, businesses that have more than 50 employees have to provide health insurance or pay a penalty between $2,000 and $3,000 per employee. Murkowski says 233 businesses in Alaska will be subject to the mandate.
It essentially comes down to a new cost of doing business, and unfortunately a cost that is very likely to be passed on to those of us in Alaska, whether it's the cost of food, whether it's lumber, whether it's clothing.
10th and M Seafoods in Anchorage is one business that's unhappy with that mandate. Company president Skip Winfrey says he has about 140 employees. He says many of the employees are seasonal now and not subject to the health care mandate. But Winfrey says his son would like to expand the business to more year-round employment. But given the new law, he has serious reservations.
My son, of course, wants to grow the business, and he says, Dad, we want to do cod, too. Well, that means October, November, January, February. Well, I'm sorry, son, you can't hire any more people. Not while I'm on watch, because I want my retirement.
Winfrey says he argues with his son daily about the issue. Senator Murkowski's panel also included an Anchorage doctor who says the law does nothing to increase access to medical care, and a local realtor who's concerned the law includes a new tax on investment income that affects wealthy individuals. Anchorage resident Jerry Heiner arrived early and grabbed a seat in the front row. She listened respectfully to the speakers, but afterwards said she was disappointed there wasn't more balance.
Because I believe in giving both sides of the stories, and then that way people've got information to make a better decision.
Senator Murkowski did highlight many aspects of the law she believes are good, including the requirements that insurance companies cover pre-existing conditions and allow parents to keep children on their health plans until they turn 26. Jerry Heiner is already taking advantage of that last benefit. Her identical twin daughters are 23, and Heiner says they were uninsured until the ACA allowed her to add them to her insurance last year.
My daughter said, now I can afford to go get care. There's not that worry, there's not that stress, there's not that financial, there's not that how are we going to deal with this? What is a home remedy?
Another Affordable Care Act supporter in the audience was Ken Osterkamp, state director for AARP in Alaska. He says AARP members support many provisions in the law, but don't like the mandate requiring individuals to buy health insurance or pay a penalty starting in 2014. Osterkamp says the full scope of the law is hard for most people to digest.
I printed out the law when it was passed, and it took a lot of printer paper, let me tell you. I think it put a dent in our monthly printing paper budget. So it is very, very complicated. There's a lot in there. What I think we need to do is give it time, and the Supreme Court has ruled in favor of keeping it going, so we're going to have that time to see what shakes out of the law.
Osterkamp would like to see opponents of the Affordable Care Act offer their own solutions to the enormous access and cost problems that plague the healthcare system in the U.S. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.